All right, well, we have a new segment on the show.
Yes, that's right. We've added a new cooking segment. We hope you enjoy it. So let's welcome our first guest cook, Ethel Myrtle. Hello, Ethel. I mean, we've never done this before. Sorry if this sounds a little bit, you know, haphazard. But what have you prepared for us today? It looks like something like caramel-covered apples, but it's different. It's definitely different than caramel-covered apples.
Well, yes, basically, but with a twist. You see, this recipe has been passed down for generations in my family. Traditionally, we've only had it on special occasions, such as an anniversary or what have you. But it's good to have it any time, really. I know I can't get enough of it.
Well, it sounds great, Ethel. What is the name of it again?
It's called Cock.
What? Can you please say that again?
Oh, sure, dear. I said it's called Cock. C-A-U-K. You see, the dish is a caramel-covered apple, but with ketchup on it, too. Cock is an
acronym
for the ingredients. You see, the C stands for caramel, the A for apple, and the U-K stand for unbelievable ketchup. Because that's what most people say when we tell them about putting ketchup on the apples, too.
Yeah, whatever.
It's pretty funny.
Okay, well, so let's get this straight. You call this thing Cock?
Yep, clever, isn't it?
Yeah, very neat. In fact, I'm surprised more people don't know about your cock.
Yeah, you know, your cock looks really good from over here. Can I please have a taste of your cock right now?
Oh, certainly. Here, let me hand it to you. It seems my cock is stuck to the cookie sheet. It must be too hard from sitting out this long. My word, I don't think my cock has ever been this hard before.
You're right, that looks like some hard cock. I don't even think I could eat cock that hard.
I suppose when your cock gets that hard, the best thing to do would just be to suck on it instead of biting on it.
Oh, definitely. Sucking cock is actually sometimes even tastier. What could be better than getting a nice, big, juicy cock and just sucking on it all day?
Gosh, I can't imagine. Here, let me help you get that up, Ethel. Ethel, you really have some great cock here. Here, Adam, want to suck on Ethel's cock a little?
Sure, sounds yummy. Wow, this is one tasty cock you have here, Ethel. You should have brought more cock for us to share.
Well, I had more, but I couldn't stop eating the cock on my way here. I can't get enough cock, you know.
You're telling me. So I hear your cousin Harry has won awards for making this stuff in competitions across the globe.
Oh, yes, indeed. I love Harry's cock. It's the best. I just love to suck and suck on his cock until there's nothing left to suck. He's become so famous for his cock that we all started to call him Big Harry. You really gotta try it sometime.
Oh, trust me. I've had Big Harry cock before. Now tell me, Ethel, when you're all done sucking on cock and reach the center of the apple, do you swallow the seeds or spit them out?
Well, many people don't like swallowing the seeds once they finish sucking on the cock. But as far as I go, I really don't mind swallowing at all.
Oh, well, here it looks like Ethel's hard cock has finally hit the floor. So ends our first cooking segment.